Shorter to start out tonight's show here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, and a classic composition by Wayne called Footprints. That's most famously done by Miles Davis, but I just came across this version of it and I really dug it. So we started out tonight's show with that tune from the album Adam's Apple, released back in 1966. Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, Joe Chambers on drums. And I'm in the mood for hearing some more Wayne Shorter, so we're going to listen to some more. Wayne Shorter is going to be at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And Claire and I are fortunate enough to be headed out that way next week. Next weekend is the date of the festival, and we're going to spend some time in Amsterdam, then head over to Rotterdam and have three or four days of great, great jazz music. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And tonight's show, we're going to feature a lot of the bands that are going to be playing there and a lot of the jazz artists that are going to be at the North Sea Jazz Festival. So I said I wanted to hear a little more Wayne Shorter, so let's get into that.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Pat Metheny, brand new from Pat. This is his Unity Band, featuring Pat Metheny on guitars, Chris Potter on saxophones, Ben Williams on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. And I don't know how close you were paying attention, but that drumming on that was just off the charts. Very explosive, very inventive. Great job by Antonio Sanchez on that one. Chris Potter, I believe, was playing bass clarinet also, so a kind of a unique and different sound. It's a very fine album, and every tune on it seems to be kind of different in a way, so it doesn't really have a cohesiveness, but yet Pat Metheny covers a lot of ground in that album. I highly recommend it. All right, before that, we heard from Wayne Shorter from the Speak No Evil album. We heard the track called Witch Hunt. And on that, listen to the lineup on this. Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Another fine album, maybe one of Wayne Shorter's finest. All right, we're kind of trying to cover a lot of the groups that are going to be playing at the North Sea Jazz Festival, which takes place in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. And it's happening next weekend. I think it's July 6th, 7th, and 8th. And Claire and I are venturing over there, over the big pond, and to the Netherlands. So really looking forward to that. And we're playing some tunes from groups that'll be there. There's so many artists that will be there. I don't know how it's laid out, but there's like 12 or 14 different stages and things going on all weekend long. And one of the special artists that's going to be there is going to be Joshua Redman. And they call it the Artist in Residence. And he's going to be playing in a whole bunch of different situations. I see he's going to be there in an orchestral situation. He's going to be playing with the Bad Plus, which is kind of an interesting grouping of jazz artists. He'll be playing with his latest band, James Farm. He'll be doing that as well. So I want to play Joshua Redman. I'm going to play something old and something new from Joshua. We're going to start out with his rendition of Sonny Rollins' St. Thomas. Mm-hmm. Ryan played at the drums. Christopher Thomas at the bass. Peter Martin at the piano. Joshua Redman. We heard two from Joshua. One new, one old. The last one you heard was from his latest album. This one was called, the name of the group and the name of the album is James Farm. And that is Joshua Redman on tenor sax, Aaron Parks on piano, Matt Penman on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. And we heard the track entitled 1981. And we started out the set with a 12-minute long version of Sonny Rollins' St. Thomas, including a very long solo tenor sax, which was very interesting. I liked the way Joshua Redman did that for sure. Spirit of the Moment is the name of the album. It's recorded live at the Village Vanguard. And that one featured Joshua Redman on sax, Peter Martin on piano, Christopher Thomas on bass, and Brian Blade on the drums, recorded back in 1995. All right, time now is 6:50. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging tonight's show. We're doing kind of a preview of the North Sea Jazz Festival, and a lot of great artists are going to be there. I mentioned Joshua Redman would be playing with The Bad Plus, which is definitely an interesting combination. And so I was going to play a little bit of The Bad Plus. This one's called Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana classic. time is 7 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM. That's Christian Scott from his album Yesterday You Said Tomorrow. You heard the track called Genocide, The Inevitable Rise and Fall of the Bloodless Revolution. And that's genocide spelled with a J. Christian Scott, I think that kind of represents the last few songs you heard, represents kind of the modern sound of jazz, or at least kind of one facet of the modern progressive jazz sound, kind of getting away from the bebop, you know, Art Blakey sound into just a different kind of realm. It's very interesting. Christian Scott is definitely an example of that, as is the Bad Plus, who you heard before that, and Joshua Redman's James Farm. We heard the Bad Plus, Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana composition from the album These Are the Vistas. And I was just reading something about that album, and interesting that NPR, their All Songs Considered, selected this album as one of the 50 most important recordings of the decade. That's interesting. I'm not sure I'd agree there, but that is their opinion for sure. All right, we're going to move on now with another artist that's going to be gracing the stage at the North Sea Jazz Festival. That would be Brian Blade. I think this one also kind of has that modern jazz kind of sound, postmodern, maybe you'd call it. But this is a track called Crooked Creek, a Brian Blade composition. Crooked Creek, Brian Blade from the album Perceptual. We're going to end the podcast with Black Radio is the name of the album from Robert Glasper Experiment. This one features Erica Badu on vocals, Afro Blue.
Dancing for joy, LA. riches of